Good afternoon and welcome to the Big Bear Arena. It's the finale of the Twin Sioux Showcase. Sioux High takes on Plymouth. Blue Devils come in with a 5-5-2 record, and they're in their home white jerseys, moving from right to left as seen on your radio dial. Plymouth with Megan Frania in the net. The young lady will get the start for Plymouth here, and she'll face Mike Montrager, who comes in with a shutout, and he's been getting the bulk of the load for Sioux High as the Wildcats and the Blue Devils square off. Alpena lost to Fenton Linden earlier today in a mild upset, 4-3 in what was a back-and-forth hockey game. And Alpena had to chase the game all day because they had a 2-0 lead or 2-0 deficit, and they came back but ended up losing 4-3. We're underway here. Here comes Fenton. This is Robbie Buhner. He'll shoot it in. Poke checked away there by Bontrager, and the puck goes all the way along the boards, down low into the corner, back out to the neutral zone, picked up by Evan Kennedy. Kennedy now will bring it up ahead. Kennedy now tries to get it in between the circles to Hoagland beyond his reach, and now Plymouth and Buhner will get it out to center, left wing side, into the neutral zone. They feather it above the faceoff circle. Now it's Dom Chico. Chico on a cross-ice pass, and now it's Kennedy flipping it in down in behind the net. Blue Devils retreat for a line change, and now back comes Plymouth, and they'll bring it up out to the neutral zone, picked up there by the Wildcats. Back on D, it's going to be Wingrove. Wingrove gets it back out to the neutral zone. Loose puck there. Wingrove will lose it, and now it's picked up again by Plymouth, and they will fire it down and behind Bontrager. Joey Engel now on the backhand and behind his own net to Cale Bell. Bell up the left wing ice, gets it across center. Avery Wilson has a man to his right, Gorsuch. Wilson down low, left wing corner, tied up by two Plymouth players. Gorsuch now cycles the puck down low in the corner, loses it. Wilson now tied up again. Wildcats retrieve it. They'll head up ice, and it's knocked away by Trace Moran, but Plymouth has it again, trying to get out of their own zone. They'll just dump it the length of the ice. Bontrager lets it go at 15:40 to go in the opening period, no score. Plymouth now sends it in front of between the circles, knocked away by Wilson. Here comes Sioux High, no score early on. Trace Moran now out to center. He'll dump it down, bouncing puck goes in behind the net, and he'll retreat for a line change. Plymouth now will head up ice. Blue Devils with fresh skaters out there, and now this is played by George Bauman. Bauman now will dump it into the Plymouth zone, picked up by the Wildcats. Wildcats cycle it down and behind their own net, and that puck skips along the dashers, picked up by Sioux High in the Plymouth zone. It's taken there by the Wildcats. They'll head up ice out to center now. This is off the boards. This is played there by the Blue Devils. They'll try to get it back. Odin Medrick, or make that Jay Dunbar. Dunbar off the left side of the ice, gets it across the blue line to George Bauman again. Bauman now loses it, and now it's picked up there by Plymouth, and they'll head up ice. Alex Gotsis. Gotsis now tries to get it up ice. Up the left wing side, falling down there was number 11, Bellinger, and we get a stoppage of play. 14:42 to go, opening period, no score.
Yeah, it seems like both of these teams are kind of falling all over right now, Dave.
Probably
got to get their feet under them.
Feet under them, and maybe a little test, you know, back and forth. They saw each other play maybe a little bit last night, but you only can get so much out of that. And now it's picked up there by Plymouth. Plymouth now brings it up ice. Sioux High was slow starting last night. Again, scoreless tie going into the second period of play. Now it's picked up there by Mike Fromm. Fromm now brings it up ahead now. This is Johnny Sylvester. Sylvester down low, right wing corner. Picked up by Evan Hoagland. He gets hit hard. Hello. And that's picked up there by Sioux High. They'll head up ice. Cross ice pass, Dominic Chico. Chico across the neutral zone. Now he'll send it in just above the blue line. Quick shot, and that's kicked away there by the goaltender, Megan Fromm. And now it's picked up by the Wildcats. They can't hold it in. Cleared right back out, down low, left wing corner, and cleared all the way down the ice by Plymouth. And now it's picked up by Goodrich. Goodrich now gets it to his line mate. Sioux High turns it over. Nope, as they're able to slap it out. Hoagland does. Goes for a line change himself. Plymouth now trying to catch Sioux High on the chains. Cross ice entry feed up the right side, losing the puck there was Kelly. Picked up out the center. There's Gorsuch. Now Garrett can't get to it. They jostle for it. Here comes Plymouth. They'll walk in with numbers across the faceoff circle. Losing the puck there is Sioux High. Gorsuch, and he is clipped down to the ice there with the Plymouth player. No call. That was number 9, Eichner, for Plymouth. Down and behind the Sioux High net. They make it the Plymouth net. Here's Gorsuch twirling around. Sends it in front. He just missed his man as he wanted Avery Wilson. Held in by Engel. Engel sends it down low left wing corner. Picked up there by Avery Wilson. Now to Trace Moran back to the point. Engel now above the faceoff circle. Shot knocked off of the blocker by Frania. Picked up there by Sioux High. This is Gorsuch holding it in. Gorsuch now sends it down low. It goes off a Plymouth player to the corner. Picked up there by Plymouth, and they'll head up ice. There's a turnover. Bauman has a man in front. Sends it to Gorsuch, and backhand goes just wide. Now down low in the left corner. Engel. Engel with the puck. Engel sends it down left side. Eli Hills is there. He has it knocked away. And now Plymouth shoots it right off the backside of their line mate. They send it out to the neutral zone. Devils retreat, and they'll head up ice. Joey Engel with the puck. Engel up ahead to Eli Hills. Hills walking right in. Oh, he's crushed hard. Delay penalty call coming there as Hills waited there, and he got smucked into the boards by the Plymouth player, number 13. That's Wingrove going off. Caden Wingrove. Blue Devils go on the power play with 12:32 to go in the opening period. First power play of the game, and no score.
Yeah, he got his elbow up on there. You got to keep him tucked in on hits like that.
Well, and Hills kind of, you know, did a good job of he sacrificing his body and knowing the guy was coming in, and, oh, maybe we'll get a power play out of this, and it worked. And now here comes Plymouth. They'll clear the zone, and now down behind the net. Boarding is the call on Wingrove. Sioux High on a power play, their first power play of the night, or this afternoon. Cross-ice pass, left side, moving in. Joey Engel. Engel now dangles a puck. Shot kicked away. The rebound. Chico. Another shot there. Loose puck. It goes down and behind the net. Cycling the puck there on the power play of the Blue Devils again. Chico. Chico to Engel. Engel now waits. Engel at the point. Gets it over to the right point. Now up top in the umbrella of the power play. Hoagland. Hoagland now above the faceoff circle to the right side. Back over to the right wing side. Back to Hoagland. The one-timer he fanned on it. Engel's in the slot. We have a whistle. Kennedy's going to get a penalty here as he was jostling with number 4, Quinn Fitchett. And there goes your power play if it's just one guy going off and hoping for offsetting, but no. Not happening. Too bad, because power play is starting to look good and Kennedy
yeah,
got into
it. It looks like it is. Yep, that's a one offsetting penalties there, Dave.
Well, you know, yeah. That's a situation where the young man got under Kennedy's skin, and they always get that second guy, as you know, Matt. Now right from the draw, this is picked up there by Sioux High. Blue Devils get it. They'll dump it down to the right-wing corner. This is played there. Avery Wilson bumped off the puck, and now it's shot all the way down the ice by Plymouth. We're at even strength on each side. Five-on-five hockey, and they'll tap pass over to Goodrich. Goodrich down and behind the net now to Gorsuch. Gorsuch dangles the puck and he'll head up ice. Here comes Garrett bringing it up ahead. Now Garrett now brings it in, and now they'll tap it back the other way. Now it's quick pass left side and loose puck, and now it's going to be back to Plymouth. And wait a minute, my math has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in Plymouth. Oh, it is a power play still, I guess, because I don't see anything on the board. And unless I'm missing a guy out there, if my Sioux High math is not failing me, Sioux High still has a power play for whatever reason. And now this is going to be Avery Wilson. Wilson down low into the corner. Now Gorsuch. Gorsuch tap pass in between the circles. Nobody's there. K.O. Bell holds it in. Now Bell. Bell now sends it back over to the point. Now it's Gorsuch. Gorsuch with the puck. They'll lose it. Now it's knocked away. Here comes Plymouth. Kelly moving in. Good play by Joey Engel to get back there. Engel gets down and behind the net. Now to K.O. Bell. Now off the high glass. It goes back the other way. Now it's picked up there by Sioux High. And that penalty is done for Plymouth. The Sioux High 0 for 1 on the power play. And now they'll get it down low. And back down low into the corner it goes. Plymouth tries to hold on to it. Now off the high glass. It's played there by the Blue Devils. And Sioux High holds on to it over to the corner now. Now it's picked up there by Plymouth. Plymouth now back over to Hills. Hills now with it. And now they'll send it all the way down the ice into the neutral zone. Now Plymouth with it again. This is going to be Lefebvre. Lefebvre drops it off the trailer. Warzeka. Warzeka's shot goes wide. Goes down and behind the net. Picked up there by Plymouth. They'll try to hold it in. And now it's back down to the right wing corner. Joey Engel cycles the puck in his own end to K.L. Bell. Now Bell brings it over to Eli Hills. Held in. Good puck possession by Plymouth. Now it's Joey Engel. Engel, backhander. It does get through across center. Picked up there by Lefebvre. Lefebvre to Kelly. Kelly twirls around. He'll dump it down and go for a line change. Suhai with the puck in their own end. Now it's Bontrager. Cross-ice pass played by Bauman. Bauman will bring it all the way down the ice in the left wing corner. Plymouth with it now. And the Wildcats will dump it the length of the ice. It goes down in behind Bontrager. 9:10 to go here in the period. Suhai brings it up. Hoagland. Hoagland loses the puck. Evan gets it back. Down and behind the net. Goodrich. Goodrich with it. And this is Andy Goodrich back to Evan. Evan Hoagland now heads up ice. Now to Bowman off his skate in the neutral zone. Loose puck picked up there by Plymouth. Cross the blue line, they'll walk in. Eichner, he'll lose the puck. Suhai trails back in front of their own goaltender. Now up ahead, Trace Moran, he can't get out of his own zone for the life of him. Cross ice pass now over to Estrich. Finally, Suhai gets it out to center. And all of a sudden, this is looking like a circus as Suhai just having trouble getting out of their own zone. And that one goes up into the netting out of play. 8:34 to go, opening period, no score.
You can feel this ice tilt a little bit.
Yep.
Dave, Suhai was putting the pressure on them, and they just couldn't get out of their zone right there.
You're absolutely right. Tilted, and even with no guys around, they still couldn't get out of their own zone. Now from the drop of the puck, with no Plymouth guys around, that is. And now out to center, here comes Dom Chico, walking in with two men. Chico, quick shot, kicked away, the rebound! And it was a juicy one. It's cleared out by Plymouth, and now back down and behind the net there. Good chance for Suhai, and now Plymouth with the puck. They'll try to break it out, and they'll get it out to center. Suhai with it. Odin Medrick, he'll float it back into the Plymouth zone. Wildcats of the puck, they'll head up ice. Now it's picked up by Lefebvre. Lefebvre moving in, and Lefebvre dances around and offsides the call. 8 minutes to go, opening period, no score.
Plymouth is really starting to throw the body around. Suhai needs to match that energy right now.
Well, that's probably helping them tilt the ice, and Suhai, you're right, Matt, that we know they can hit that physicality, and they have not been able to so far early on, but it is early. Now Suhai brings it out, two men breaking in, Trace Moran, quick shot kicked away. Well, that young lady's had a nice game so far. Another nice save by Frania. Now it's played by Plymouth. Plymouth plays it off the Dashers, and they'll bring it down the ice, and here they go, walking in, right wing side, the shot, and Bontrager makes a save. Mike Fromm moving in, nice job to get around the defenseman, but Bontrager makes the save. Going right in, it was, again, Plymouth showing that skating ability. They always have good skating teams.
Yeah, and I'm so impressed with Bontrager's play. He just keeps calm in that crease, and yeah, he just stood tall right there.
Been getting the bulk of the load, was able to get his first shutout of his career last night. Deflected shot from the point, there's a rebound there, it goes down and behind the net. Good chance there by Plymouth, and now it goes back down and behind the net for the Wildcats. Now it comes back to Suhai, they'll try to get it back. It's Cale Bell. Bell will bring it up ice. Cale Bell, entry feed, left side, misses Chico. It goes to the neutral zone. Suhai gets to it. Hoagland. Hoagland will dump it down into the left wing corner now. It's going to be played by Plymouth. Plymouth will try to head up ice, and now they'll retreat back down and behind their own net. It's Quinn Fitchett, and Fitchett gets it right wing side. Moving in now, this is played by Norris Smetakowski. Smetakowski, he'll dump it down. And it goes into the left wing corner. Suhai gets to it into the neutral zone. Long stretch pass left side. Chico walking in across the blue line. A shot blocked by Plymouth. And the Wildcats bring it out the other way. This is number 7, Wierzeka, with it. We get a whistle and a penalty coming up with 6:39 to go. In the opening period, it's no score. But another penalty coming up. And it will be Plymouth. Suhai's second power play looming.
I think Plymouth has done their homework again on Chico and how much of an offensive powerhouse he can be for Suhai, because they are trying their darndest to shut him down right now.
Yeah, he is, and once again, they're having issues with the audio down there. Blaring the music and going to blare us right out of the arena. 6:39 to go here in the first period of play. And that's always been my, I complain about it every day on the Saturday games, especially. It's like, if you don't know how to run that down there, don't run it at all. And now Goodrich with the puck, and they'll get a cross-ice pass. Odin Medrick. Medrick gets it down and behind the net. This is played by Suhai. Blue Devils try to clear it out. Number 4, that is Avery Wilson. Now it's a back the other way. Blue Devils have it on the power play up top at the point on the power play. They're 0 for 1 with that extra man. No score. 6:15 to go in the first period. Trace Moran dangles the puck down low. Back up to the left point. Goodrich. Goodrich loses it. It comes back out to Medrick. He fanned on his backhand attempt. He wanted the right point Gorsuch, but he had to go to plan B. It's going to be Moran down and behind the net. Trace Moran. He'll cycle the puck back up top. Now they'll roll back to the point now. And Avery Wilson flushed out there. And a good play on the back check by the Plymouth player to force that on the PK. Excellent play there by number 9, Nolan Eichner. Now is Eichner, rather. And now a cross-ice pass up ahead. He misses Avery Wilson on the feed. And now it's picked up in the neutral zone by Plymouth. Twirling around there is Johnny Sylvester. And he'll dump it down and behind Bontrager. Picked up there by the Blue Devils, Odin Medrick. Medrick, cross-ice pass, misses everybody out to center, and it's shot right back out by the Wildcats. Cross-ice pass, misses Avery Wilson, back to center, slap right down the ice there by Lefebvre. He'll dump it down in behind the net, picked up by Suhai Medrick. Odin Medrick with the puck. Medrick now gets it over to Joey Engel. Engel will bring it up ahead. Engel on the power play. There's 30 seconds left in the power play. 5 and change left in the first period. No score. Suhai moves in. Engel now waits for numbers. Now he'll lose it at the faceoff circle. Chico picks it up along the left wing boards. Dumps it down to the corner. Now Plymouth fails to clear. Chico back to the line. Now it's picked up there by Engel. Engel now loses it. It's shot out there by Plymouth. It goes the length of the ice. 4:45 left in the period. And that PK is 2 for 2 for Plymouth as the young man's out of the penalty box. And now back come the Wildcats out the center. Now with the puck, Lefebvre moving in. He'll lose the puck. Suhai gets it back. It's going to be Engel. Engel dumps it the length of the ice. And a bouncing puck goes by Frania. And we get a stoppage in play. Icing call. 4:30 left opening period. No score, Plymouth and Suhai. Dave Watson, Matt Erbick here at the Big Bear Arena. Broadcast engineer, Frank Lissette. As he's back at the Radio Sioux studios just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie. He has another, not as bad temperature-wise. Boy, this last week, cold. Last night, I had to fight with my dog to go outside. She's like, I'm not buying it. Well, you got to go. It just, you know, that's just the way it's going to be. And now Plymouth dumps it down and behind the net. An icing call. 4:15 to go. She's an old girl and stubborn, like her owner, which is my mother. She's stubborn. And, of course, I didn't want to go outside either. It's been a very chilly day. Temperatures are starting to turn around. That's nice. Good for the ice fishermen. Get on the ice. Good for the I-500 and the track as they'll, I'm sure the boys are got the water trucks out there, you know, getting that ready here, you know, here in the last week as well. Getting some good layers out on that track. I-500 coming up at the start of February. Good to have that back. And I don't think that's going to get canceled. No, no. Now Bowman in behind the net. Suhai with it. And Bowman gets it up the right side as we have 3:50 left in the first period. No score. Hills dumps it down. We get a stoppage in play. Icing call. 3:46 to go opening period.
We're trading a couple icings here, Dave.
Yeah, the old tip for tat, if you will.
Yeah, this last sequence of plays in the offensive zone for Suhai was defensemen trying to pinch and puck is just squeaking by him. They gotta stand on that tall on the defensive blue line.
Face off to the right of the goaltender for Plymouth, or for Suhai Bontrager. Right from the draw, they shoot it in. Little floater goes behind the net. Now Kelly has it. Kelly tries to send it in front, knocked away, and it goes all the way down the ice. 3:30 to go here, the first period. No score. Now Plymouth with it. They'll shoot it on the heart around to Kelly. He misses it. Goes all the way down the ice. Now Plymouth goes after it. Joey Engel and a Plymouth player, Bontrager, smart move, clears it around to the weak side. Engel now goes off his stick, up ahead, entry feed. Wilson, he's walking in with numbers. Left side shoots, and a nice save by Frania. She got him with the blocker there, and now it goes down back up top, and now it's picked up there by Plymouth, and they'll get it back out to center. Suhai bouncing puck. Frania makes the save. She has not played many games, Matt. We talked about Tanner Olepa as we got in the bulk of the load. Looks pretty good.
She has been testable every time Suhai has gotten in the zone this afternoon, and she is standing tall.
and very good fundamentally. I mean, a lot of that last shot, a floater in from a distance, a lot of times goaltenders have trouble with it. She clamped it right down, had her pads down, and made that save. Now Medrick, the shot, another save. The rebound in front. Kennedy gets stoned by Frania. This young lady is outstanding here in this game. Down low, left wing corner. This is picked up there by Plymouth, and Plymouth will bring it up ahead, and now they'll play it off the Dashers to number seven. This is Warzeka walking in with number sends it in front. Bontrager makes a great save. He says, hey, what you could do, I could do better. Now here comes Hoagland, right wing side. He has numbers again. Drop pass up. It just went off the stick of Chico, who went careening down to the ice. And now it's shot down out to center. Kennedy. Kennedy cross ice. Medrick, we're still scoreless. 2:15 to go, but the two goaltenders are putting on a show. Down and behind the Plymouth net, left wing corner. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. Kennedy gets hit from behind, loses the puck. Picked up there by number five, Lefebvre. Lefebvre brings it in, loses the puck. Eichner, we have a whistle and an offsides call. 2:01 to go in the first. There's no score. It's kind of apropos. We have a young lady that is the MVP of this game early on. Congratulations, a former Blue Devil, Abby Rock, named to the Team USA, going to play in the Olympics. And of course, they announced that during the winter outdoor game in Target Field last week. Pretty much knew she was going to make it, but congratulations to Abby, well deserved.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited to watch her play.
And she credits, and that Today Show interview, Matt, and any other interview I've seen with her, she credits her time with playing Sioux High hockey with the boys as elevating her career. Every time she brings it up. And now it's dumped down. Great PR for the city of Sault Ste. Marie. Great for Sioux High hockey. She's an outstanding lady and a great young player. Now there's a shot, and it hit somebody in front. Didn't get through. Wilson with a good chance. Now there's another high riser, and that goes up and way up into the stanchion out of play. And boy, the Blue Devils are buzzing the puck at Frania. And no score, though. And 1:31 left here in the first period of play.
That went off the player and hit the crossbar again. A little earlier in this first period, Chico had a glorious opportunity, and I'm pretty sure it hit the bottom of the crossbar and came right back out and didn't cross the line. They're getting a lot of chances right now.
That was that thud I heard. I didn't see it, but I heard a thud, and that makes sense. And Matt's eyes are younger than mine, so it must have happened. Now that goes down low, left wing corner. Picked up there, it's Joey Engel. Engel make it Chico. Chico brings it in, sends it in front. Loose puck, and now it's Hoagland. He'll lose the puck. It comes back out and out to Estrich. Estrich now shoots it towards the net. There's a loose puck in front. Frani is able to clear it. Good positioning there, and here comes Plymouth the other way. Walking in, offsides the call. And 58.4 seconds to go, scoreless. Frani with another big save. Well, all you can do, Matt, is shoot that puck, keep on peppering. You know, sooner or later, something's going to pop.
Well, she is letting out a lot of rebounds, but she's still playing good. And it looks like 22 Silverster for just got a
penalty here, Johnny Sylvester.
Yeah, he wanted to talk with the ref, and Meehan didn't want any of it.
So you're saying he lost their argument?
It looks like a...
I'm thinking a 10-minute misconduct.
10-minute, yeah. 2 and a 10.
And the 2 is going to be served by Ryan Bellinger, number 11. That's why he went in the box. Sioux High right now. Oh, shooting to Plymouth, 11-5. And now from the draw, it's picked up there by Plymouth, and they'll dump at the length of the ice. Cale Bell will bring it all the way back. Down and behind the net now. It's going to be played by Andy Goodrich. He'll float the puck. No one's there. He thought... He kind of lackadaisical about it. I think he thought his linemate was going to go, but that was his side of the ice, or maybe a forward is going to come up. Now they turn the puck over because of it, and Plymouth has the puck down low into the right wing corner. That was a very lazy play. You don't see that from Andy Goodrich very often at all. He's one of my favorite players on this team, and has been for the last several years. Good stay-at-home defenseman, but lackadaisical that was. Now here comes Sioux High. Goodrich now up the left side on the power play. 15 seconds to go in the period. It's going to carry over into the next period, maybe. Of course, it's a floating puck for Moran, went behind him. Over to the right corner, 8 seconds left in the period, and that's going to end it as 5 seconds left, and that's going to get the buzzer to sound, and there we go. It's a scoreless tie, but a lot of action. And we'll talk in a moment as Sioux High is in a scoreless tie with the Plymouth Wildcats back in 3 minutes. We'll be back in 3 minutes to talk about that first period. Blue Devils scoreless with Plymouth here on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Big Bear Arena, no score between Plymouth and Sioux High. The finale of the Twin Sioux Showcase brought to you by O'Connor's, or not O'Connor's, Sioux Motors, my apologies, wrong car dealership, and of course the Sioux Co-op Credit Union. And no score after one period, plenty of action. Both goaltenders did a good job. Shots on goal 11-5 in favor of Sioux High. And at all five shots Bontrager faced were pretty quality ones, but Megan Frani has been the story. She's been facing, as we talked about off the air there, Matt, those have been howitzers. Those aren't just little softies coming her way. And the one you mentioned, Dom Chico, on that weird carom, you thought it went in the net, so did I. But so far, stood tall. We're scoreless here after one period of play. Sioux High 0-for-2 on the power play. They're on their third power play of the game. Plymouth 2-for-2 on the PK. Sioux High hasn't been on the PK as of yet in this game, but we're scoreless after one.
Yeah, Frania's defensemen, they got to help her out. They're not turning around to try to track that puck when she's making these big saves. That's what I would say to Plymouth is D-men, get, you know, track that puck and get it out of the zone. For Sioux High, they seems like the defensive play is coming back to haunt them a little bit. They're not doing too well on their defensive side of the puck right now.
No, and it's scoreless here. The first game it was Sioux High, Alpena losing to Fenton Linden, a pretty good co-op team, the Fenton Linden Griffins, who Sioux High beat 5-0 last night. 4-3 win for the Griffins. They had a 2-0 lead. It's always tough when you got to play catch up. It wasn't Alpena's day. They came back and they ended up tying the game to make it a 3-3 tie. They came back, but the Griffins were able to get the game winner to win the game 4-3 over Alpena. Alpena's now 9-5. They're a ranked team and a good team as well. And that was a good game earlier today. Laker hockey tonight. They're at Bemidji State, and maybe things will go a little better their way. Coach got tossed, all kinds of theatrics, and the Lakers will play Bemidji State 6:35 of the pregame over on today's Hits 99.5 ESFM. Sioux Eagles are playing right now at the Polar Stadium against Wisconsin. Sioux Indians, Triple A's, they have a good record and a winning record, and they'll play at 5 at the Able Arena today. One game this weekend for them against the Oakland Grizzlies, and they're home here for the next two weekends as well. Scoreless here, Sioux High taking on the Plymouth Wildcats to close out the Twin Sioux Showcase. We'll take a break. We'll take, of course, a break for ABC News coming up, and you'll hear from some of the fine sponsors as well that bring in Blue Devil Hockey. Scoreless here, Sioux High and Plymouth, and we'll be back for the second period of play. You're listening to Sioux High Hockey, the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. And welcome back to the Big Bear Arena. We're underway in the second period. Sioux High continues their power play. 45 seconds left on that. Odin Medrick sends it down low into the corner. We're still scoreless as we go to the second period of play. This is Evan Kennedy with the puck as we played 30 seconds. He'll tap the puck back to Hoagland. He'll lose it. Here comes Plymouth, the odd man rush. Short-handed, walking in. They'll send it in front. The shot, they missed the net. Kelly had the feed come in from Fromm, and he misses the net. And now back the other way, Sioux High on the power play. They'll head up ice. Hoagland, stretch pass, bouncing puck. He misses Chico. Didn't matter, offsides. 12 seconds left of the penalty on number 22, Sylvester. And we're still scoreless with 16:10 left in the middle period. Face off all the way down to the right of the goaltender, Bontrager. Will be for Sioux High. Number 14, Garrett Gorsuch. He'll be opposed by number 17, and that is James Romps. Now cross-ice pass up the left side. They'll bring it in. This is Avery Wilson for Sioux High. Nice move to wiggle around the defenseman. Has Moran going to the net. They'll send it in front from the side of the net. It goes wide. Here's Trace Moran as Plymouth is now at full strength. Moran cycles the puck down low left wing corner along the wall. Now this is going to be played by Caden Esteritz. Esteritz loses the puck, picked up there by the Blue Devils. Now they'll tap at it. It comes back out to center. Back comes Plymouth with numbers. A quick shot steered away by Bontrager, and he'll dump it down in behind the net. It goes into the corner, picked up there by Plymouth. And now the Blue Devils on a stretch pass. Wilson goes in. We get a whistle. And, oh, look, oh, we have a fracas behind the play. Esteritz is tied up into the corner, way behind the play and behind the Sioux High net, as Cade is jostling there with the Plymouth player. He had his headgear taken off as well. And number six for Plymouth, and that was Chris Borg, as Cade will skate over towards the penalty box. He was grappling pretty good, looked a lot better than his dad in slow puck grappling on the ice. But you saw that, Matt. How'd that transpire?
Dave, I would call it like I saw it. Esteritz was unprovoked. He got his stick ripped out of his hand. And then the Plymouth player was just kind of shoving him up in the chin area, took his helmet off. I didn't see what happened before that, but it looked a little unprovoked from Esteritz's side.
Chris Borg was the player in question with Esteritz, number six. So they both will go off. And, of course, you know, I was following the play, and as a good color commentator does, he follows anything else that happens. And Matt quickly pointed to that in that corner after the whistle blew, because I was like, wait a minute, there's no offsides. And that was like way, that was behind the net, and they were way at the other end.
Yeah, the refs weren't even watching it. They scuffled for quite a minute.
Funny how they missed that. Now back to the point. There's a shot in front to flex down low into the corner. It goes. Sioux High cycles the puck, but Plymouth gets to it. And the Wildcats will bring it up ahead. Offsetting penalties. Both players go off. And now out to center. Picked up there by Plymouth. And now it's played by Joey Engel. Engel now tap pass up ahead now. This is going to be played by McDonald. Quick pass there. Shot in front. Kicked away. The rebound. Efrania able to make that save, and they clear it out on that play. Back comes Plymouth, walking out now, number seven with the puck, Warzeka. Warzeka down low into the left wing corner along the wall in the Sioux High end. He'll tap it along, a quick floating puck in front. Bontrager able to make the save. 14:48 to go, middle period, scoreless here, still scoreless at the Big Bear Arena as you listen to Blue Devil Hockey here on 12:30 WSOO, a little bit after 4 o'clock. 1-0 Wisconsin Lumberjacks lead the Eagles at the Puller Stadium. Exhibition games the Eagles picked up this weekend. NOJHL on a 3-week pause. Now this is played there by the Plymouth Wildcats. Wildcats cycle the puck down low and behind the net. Mike Fromm with it. Fromm now fakes one way, goes the other, sends it in front. That's knocked away. Back comes Chico. He'll lose the puck. Now Odin Medrick with it there. Medrick will lose it. It comes out to the neutral zone. Now Medrick will dump it into the Plymouth zone. Now picked up there by number 14, Mike Fromm. Fromm cycles the puck down low. Fromm with the puck now. Feathers it up ahead now, up the left wing side. And now it's dumped all the way down. Number 19 with the puck. That's going to be Smetatowski. He'll dump it down in the corner. We have a whistle. Looks like a penalty. Tripping's going to be the call. 14:03 left here in the second period. And a scoreless tie. Ooh, look out. Medrick, he hit the Plymouth player there. Knocked him down. So Fromm must have said something. And guys are losing their heads. Sioux High gets their first penalty of the game. All of a sudden, turn real chippy in a hurry, Matt.
Yeah, it is. They just got to keep their cool. They're playing really well in the offensive zone. Clean it up in the defensive. Let's get a goal here and keep this game on our side.
Faceoff will come to the right of Bontrager. It's the first Plymouth power play of the night. Medrick goes off for the Blue Devils on the penalty. Scoreless with 14:03 left here in the second period of play. Sioux High gets to the puck. Now it's going to be Garrett Gorsuch with it. And tripping call on the penalty after all that fracas. Medrick gets the tripping call, which was the initial call. Down low to the right wing corner. Plymouth has the puck in their own end, trying to clear it out. Wildcats Tyler Kelly has it. He'll retreat back down and behind his own net. Kelly will head up ice. Now Kelly up the left side of the ice, moves towards the middle. Now back to the left across the neutral zone and walk right in. Now Kelly with it. He's being jostled from behind by Gorsuch, who hits him hard to the boards. Down low in the corner, Mike Fromm, their leading goal scorer from an odd angle, deflects through everybody, goes into the right corner. Here comes Suhai. Blue Devils were thinking stretch pass. Wilson with the fanning as he fanned on that pass attempt, trying to find his man up the right side of Gorsuch. Now it's picked up there by Plymouth. Plymouth will head up ice. Wildcats twirl around with the puck up the left wing ice. They'll get it out to center now, picked up there by Buhner. Buhner will dump it down left wing corner. Buhner with the puck to Fromm. Back to Buhner and Fromm. Back out to the point. There's a shot kicked away. I think it got through to Bontrager, and it goes down low, and Suhai clears it on the PK all the way down the ice. Scoreless with 12:50 to go in the middle stanza. Here comes Plymouth trying to catch Suhai in a change. Two men breaking in. There's a shot. It goes just wide. A floating shot from Wingrove goes up to the point. Now Plymouth off the dashers. Now they'll play it above the faceoff circle. They'll work up to the point now, over to the right corner. Wildcats at the puck now. They'll trail around on the dashers. Now they'll send it right back on the faceoff circle. In between the circles, they miss a man. Now up top with the puck. This is Lefebvre. Lefebvre sends it down low right wing corner. Picked up there by Joey Engel. Engel loses the puck. Now Plymouth with it, and the Wildcats will get it up to the right wing corner. Now up top, dangling around with the puck. There's a quick shot. Bouncing puck cleared out all the way down the ice by the Blue Devils in the PK. There's 4 seconds left on that, so they're one for one on the penalty kill with 12 minutes to go in the second period of play. Plymouth loses the puck from their goaltender, Chico. Chico down and behind the net with it. Now Dom Chico sends it in front, kicked away Frania, and the rebound knocked away by Frania. Now they get it down low. Suhai cycles the puck from there up to the point. There's Engel, a shot deflected wide, and now down and behind the net it goes. Suhai holding the puck in. Now it's picked up there by the Blue Devils. There's a quick shot, and that's knocked away as they bring it up ahead. And now this is Plymouth. Plymouth now tries to clear it out. Suhai holds it in. Engel down and behind the net. Now Kennedy, backhand pass stolen by Plymouth and behind the Plymouth net. Wildcats get it to center. 11:20 to go here in the second period of play. Suhai has numbers to the right. Gorsuch walking in. A high riser popped up in the air. Loose puck goes down and behind the net. Picked up there. The wraparound. Chico, the rebound. Gorsuch. How that didn't go in, I'll never know. It goes down and behind the net. Picked up there by Suhai. It's Kennedy. Kennedy spun around. It goes in the right wing corner. Plymouth with the puck. Scoreless. 10:59 to go here in the middle stanza. They dump it the length of the ice. Bontrager raises his hand. Icing is the call. 10:53 to go here in the second. And I think there's a metal lid on that net, Matt, because it's scoreless still after all the chances that Suhai had. They had several opportunities but could not cash in. Frania made some saves, but they're not getting any puck luck either.
No, they're not getting any puck luck. She's standing tall. What a crazy sequence of events that just happened.
Oh, geez. Now down low to the right corner. And this is Plymouth with the puck. They'll get it down low into the right corner. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. This is George Bauman. Bauman loses it. Picked up there by Plymouth. They'll try to head up ice. Now it's James Romps. He'll lose the puck. Wildcats clear the zone all the way down the ice. This is picked up there by Goodrich, and we get a whistle. 10:31 to go in the second period of play, and we're still no score.
Suhai's got to keep that foot on the gas pedal right now. They're doing a good job. They're putting Plymouth on their heels. They did a really good job on that PK. They did do a really good job defensively there. So let's pressure them here in this offensive zone and get a goal.
Now it's Wilson for the draw for Suhai. Back to the point. They'll tap it around. Goodrich. Goodrich up top now with the puck. Scoreless here in the second period of play. Suhai with the puck. They'll dangle it around. It's Wilson. Wilson now over to Gorsuch. Back to Wilson. Now Trace Moran. Moran now with it back to Gorsuch. In front, the shot, a high riser. And that goes wide over the net. Picked up there by Suhai. Moran holds it in. Now Plymouth tries to get to it. They'll tap it out the center. Players diving all over the place. Here come the Wildcats walking in. Wingrove. Wingrove loses it. Cale Bell has it. Bell down and behind the net gets it to Goodrich. 9:50 to go, second period, no score. Dave Watson, Matt Arbick at the Big Bear Arena for Blue Devil Hockey. Suhai scoreless with Plymouth. Now a loose puck in the neutral zone. Wildcats get to it. Suhai retreats back to their own blue line. Goodrich. Goodrich heads up ice. Now Andy Goodrich up to Trace Moran. Right wing side with numbers. He walks right in. He shoots. Loose puck in front of the rebound. Goes down and behind the net. Great chance for Moran. Now he's hit with a high stick. Hit his cage. And now Plymouth will try to clear it out. And a big hit there by the Blue Devils. And Now that puck comes up ahead. The numbers are Plymouth. Fromm sends it in front. Tap pass high of Bontrager and wide where Zecca was there. Here comes Suhai. They'll bring it up the right wing side. Here comes Hoagland walking in on a breakaway.
Yeah!
And scores. And Suhai has the 1-0 lead. Up high, shoulder side. Evan Hoagland able to get the goal for the Blue Devils. And finally, the lid comes off. And Suhai takes a 1-0 lead. Beautiful play. They've been working those stretch passes, Matt. This time it worked.
It did. I'm a huge fan of Evan Hoagland and his play, and he put it right above that shoulder and that glove side. Went top shelf, and we got a 1-0 game.
I couldn't tell you're happy with Evan there.
Yeah, my apologies.
His play.
I got pretty excited.
Oh, that's it. Nothing wrong. That's good. That's nothing wrong with doing that. And finally, I was ready to cheer too. Hoagland walks in again looking for another one. He dangled around the D, and Frania came way out of the net to make the save.
Wow, he was about as excited as I was. He wanted another one.
I missed the assist on that. I forget who it was. Of course, I always wait for the PA, but nonetheless, Hoagland scores the goal. 7:51 time of the goal. Suhai is up 1-0. Looks like a timeout. As Plymouth and head coach Darren Sylvester will talk things over. 8:58 to go in the second. Suhai has that 1-0 lead on the goal by Evan Hoagland on the breakaway goal. Walked right in. He beat Franti at glove side to the right side of the net as he went in on that right faceoff circle. And finally, a bounce goes Suhai's way and they have the lead.
It felt like it took forever, but they were putting so much pressure on. You know, at some point I figured something had to give.
And it did. And the Blue Devils have the 1-0 lead. Dave Watson, Matt Erbick, we're at the Big Bear Arena for Blue Devil hockey today here on Radio Sioux. Glad to have you listed. Pretty good hockey game once again as Suhai has the 1-0 lead over the Plymouth Wildcats. Frank Placetta, broadcast engineer back at the WSOO studios just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie here on this fine Saturday afternoon. Temperatures are a little better. Of course, the wind's blowing a little more to make it a little cooler, but inside, it's heated up with good hockey here on the Olympic ice as Suhai is taking on the Plymouth Wildcats. Reminder, Tuesday, we have Blue Devil girls basketball. Alpina's in town, and we'll have the tip-off show at around 7 o'clock. Ray Bell will join me for that one as Alpina comes to town for girls basketball to take on Pat Bennett's Blue Devils. Face-off show, or rather the face-off, rather, will come up to the left side of Frania. It will be Hoagland for the draw for Suhai. Evan Hoagland, the goal scorer, is eighth of the year, team leading eighth goal for Hoagland. Down low, right wing corner, and it's 1-0 Suhai. It's Kennedy. Kennedy now back over to Hoagland. Now Plymouth gets to it. Plymouth now will bring it up ice. Now it's knocked away by Kennedy, knocked away out to center, and now Plymouth with the puck. He'll tap it off the Dashers. Kennedy has it. Now this is Odin Medrick. Medrick brings it up ahead to Hoagland. Hoagland tap pass to Chico across the blue line, walking right in. Now Chico, the shot kicked away. Goes down low into the left corner. Hoagland has it. Hoagland now along the boards. The goal scorer for Suhai plays it off the Dashers to Chico. Now Dom Chico with it. Chico down and behind the net. Now Chico. Chico wheels around in between the circles and shoots a block shot. And now it comes out, and here comes Plymouth. Plymouth up on the stretch pass left side. Odin Medrick. Medrick with the puck. Now gets it out to the neutral zone, and it goes up and out of play with 8:02 to go here in the second. Another good opportunity there for Suhai. Blue Devils in a 1-0 lead over the Plymouth Wildcats. Faceoff will come to the left of the Plymouth goaltender. Megan Frania, one of three Wildcat goaltenders on this team. The drop of the puck now, Hills. Hills loses it, goes down low, right wing corner along the wall. Now it's picked up there by Plymouth. Plymouth now, they'll tap it down and behind the net. Wildcats will bring it up the Dashers, up the right side of the ice, I should say. And it goes all the way down. Joey Engel going after it. Engel taps it over to his line mate, Kale Bell. Bell has it deflected away, comes across the blue line out to the neutral zone. Hills turns it over. Now it's shot right back out by Plymouth. 7.5 to go in the second period of play. 1-0 Suhai on the Hoagland goal. And now turned over. And this is Plymouth. A high shot goes over to the corner. Bauman with a big hit there. Now back down low. Cale Bell gets it up out to center. Two men breaking for Sioux High. Now three. This is Ethan McDonald. He has Hills with him. And Bauman, loose puck in front. Along the blue paint, Frania trying to keep it in front of her. Now McDonald jostling for it. Still a loose puck. Goes down low. Guys colliding all over the place. And here came, looked like Cade Estridge flying in, hitting the Plymouth player. And we get a stoppage in play as he went in and behind the net. 7:04 to go here in the second period of play. 1-0 the score. Sioux High with the lead. Now it's going to be to the right of the goaltender, Frania. Now Gorsuch back to the point. Tap pass now along the wall. And now down and behind the net. Now Gorsuch overskates the puck. Garrett gets it back. Avery now rotates up top. And now it will wiggle out the stick of Dunbar down low into the corner. Now it goes in the right wing corner along the wall. Wilson. Wilson now to Trace Moran. Now back over to Avery Wilson. Now Trace. Trace cycles the puck down and behind the net. He skips around the Plymouth player who went flying on the boards. They're still trying to hit him. They can't. He's too fast. And now Plymouth comes up and they have two men breaking. Walking in across the blue line. Fromm, wait, shoots. High riser went off the blocker of Bontrager. Goes down and behind the net as that just nicked him there. And now it goes back the other way as this will be Plymouth with the puck in between the circles. Picked up there by Fromm. Sends it deflected. The rebound. They score! Three chances, and finally the wide open left side of the net, they're able to get it in, and Jackson Warzeka scores the goal, and we're tied here in the second period of play on the rebound. Bontrager out of position, no D-man was over to help, and there's the goal to tie it by Warzeka.
Warzeka was standing on that far side for about what felt like 25 minutes all alone. Nobody knew he was there.
He could have ate a sandwich if he was there that long.
Yeah.
10:54, the time of that goal here in the second period of play. Warzeka gets the goal for Plymouth. Even strength goal here in the second period. Here's the totals. Unassisted, Warzeka gets the goal, and now it goes down in behind the Plymouth net, and now the Blue Devils will bring it up ahead, or their own net, I should say. 1-1 game, Warzeka on a rebound opportunity, scoring the goal. Like Matt said, he was there forever, and he was in a Adirondack chair that your dad used to make, sitting there drinking a lemonade, eating a sandwich, and there he puts the goal in. Nobody cleared him out, and now here comes Plymouth. They'll walk it right into the right-wing side. This is going to be Odin Medrick. Medrick now brings it up, two men breaking, left wing side across the blue line. Dom Chico around the D. Kennedy's there, quick shot. Frania makes a save, a little hello afterwards as well. 5:17 left in the second period, 1-1 tie, Plymouth and Sioux High. Dave Watts and Matt Arbick at the Big Bear Arena. It's the Twin Sioux Showcase brought to you by Sioux Motors and the Sioux Corp Credit Union. They'll have two more showcases next week. Capital Cities, a co-op team from the Lansing area, mainly DeWitt will be here. Sioux High will play them on Friday, 7:50 around there, a bit after the face-off show. Big Daddy Corbier, Rick Big Daddy Corbier, and yours truly. And then next Saturday, they'll play West Ottawa out of Holland, Michigan. Petoskey will be here for the early games, by the way. And that will be next weekend. And they're home again the following week for another showcase, before they head on the road at the end of the month to the public showcase in Chelsea. Now this is Trace Moran. Moran with the puck. Tries to set it in front, knocked away. Goes down low in the right wing corner. Gorsuch is there. Gorsuch now jostling for the puck. Now 4:35 to go here in this second period. Avery Wilson loses the puck. Picked up there by Gotsis. Gotsis loses it. Sioux High gets it back. Gorsuch back to the point. This is Bell. Bell taps it down low into the corner. 1-1 hockey game in the second. Sioux High with the puck in the Plymouth end. Now the Wildcats bring it up. They're looking to cherry pick. They've been trying that all day long. Both teams icing the call. 4:17 to go here in the second.
Yeah, Sioux High's got to watch out for that. Those long stretch passes are getting behind the D a little bit.
But Sioux High pinching the D, which they traditionally like to do. And teams look for that.
Plymouth did their homework, and they are playing a very good game defensively. You see Suhai gets the puck, and they're just swarmed full of black jerseys around them.
4:17 left, middle stanza. It is a 1-1 tie from the draw. It goes down low on the right wing corner now. Plymouth with the puck. They'll cycle it down low along the wall. Now it's picked up there, picked up by Hoagland. Make that Bauman. Bauman now back over. It goes to Engel. Engel down low into the right wing corner along the wall. Bauman gets it in front. Hills is there and deflects it right into the midsection of Frania to make the save. Good play from that corner, cycling the puck in, and Hills was there to get a good opportunity. Suhai, 23 shots on net so far in this game. And now Bauman with the puck, down low to the right corner now. And now back down low, it's Hills, Eli Hills. Hills, as his third line works pretty good, Bauman with them, and they try to get it to McDonald, knocked away, and it goes all the way down the ice. And it will be Plymouth getting Noah icing it is. It was deflected. They try to set it in front. It was Warzeka knocked away. 1-1 tie, 3:30 to go in the second. Now it's dumped the length of the ice all the way down the ice. We get a whistle and an icing call. Faceoff back in the Suhai end. 1-1 tie with 3:27 left here in the middle stanza.
Go back to that Plymouth defensive play. They're on every player that they should be defending, they're on, and they're not even letting them leave their sights. Suhai will break a little bit and get a little bit of room, and there's a guy on him right away. Plymouth is doing a really good job on the defensive end.
Yeah, they're looking for that stretch pass and at Suhai's end, and they're ready for him. And now down low, left wing corner. This is picked up by Plymouth. Plymouth now tries to hold it in. They come in with a 5-7-1 record out of that KLAA conference. Again, that it's a two-division conference. No cupcakes down there. And teams that get to the Final Four many years, there's a shot centering feed just wide. Of course, the state championships semifinals are held in Plymouth at the USA Arena. That place is a dump, by the way. I've been there. State championship, Suhai was in the second one. I missed the first one. Now Kennedy on the rebound, a shot, they score as they walked right in, dug the puck from the wall, went in around the D, and the rebound by Kennedy gets in the net, and the Blue Devils retake the lead.
Very good sequence of plays by Suhai, Dave. They didn't let the frustrations get to them, and they got Frania down on the butterfly. A rebound kind of came out, and he got his own rebound. Is it Kennedy, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah, Kennedy got his own rebound right off of her left pad, and he put it right over the pad.
Did a good job of just getting around the D, fought his way towards the net, as Matt said. Hoagland with an assist. So Hoagland gets that assist on the Kennedy goal. He has a goal and an assist as Evan today, and that's Evan Hoagland. Kennedy with a goal for Suhai to retake the lead. 2-1 Blue Devils here in the second period of play. Down low into the right corner. This is picked up by Avery Wilson. Wilson back out to the blue line, knocked away, and now Trace Moran has it. Moran brings it up ahead, and they'll retreat now. This is Jay Dunbar. Dunbar will float the puck in the right wing corner. It will go all the way down in behind the net. 2 minutes to go. Here comes Goodrich. Goodrich in the second period sends the puck down and behind the net. This is Bauman with it. Sends it in front. Hills is there. Oh, Eli's had great chances. Partially blocked. Didn't really get to the goaltender. And goes all the way down the ice as Plymouth is able to clear the zone. And now it goes down low into the right corner. Plymouth with the puck. Plymouth now with it. Wildcats. Players diving all over the place, being thrown down to the ice. Now Goodrich tosses it to the right corner, stick in the ice. Dunbar picks it up, it was his. And now Plymouth with the puck. They have a man at the point waiting for the shot. This is Gotsis, and that goes wide. Delay penalty call coming up here on Suhai. 2-1 Plymouth, or 2-1 Suhai over Plymouth. The 1:15 to go here in the second. Now the Wildcats lose it. We get a whistle, stoppage in play. 1:10 left, and it looks like penalty to the Blue Devils. So Plymouth, the 1-for-1 on the power play, or they had a power play earlier that they scored right after. That power play was on, and now they will go to the power play again as the Blue Devils get an infraction here. Andy Goodrich. Goodrich going off as he's being escorted by the referee. Cross-checking the call on Goodrich. 1:10 to go here in the second. And now the Blue Devils PK goes to work to try to keep it a one-goal hockey game. Face off now to the right of the goaltender, Bontrager. Now it goes up into the netting. And another stoppage in play. Will be Hoagland. Hoagland facing number 14, Mike Fromm. Fromm. Now back it goes to LeClaire. LeClaire loses it. Hoagland was there. Goes down low and behind the net. K.L. Bell with it. Bell now loses it. Comes back out to center. Trailing back now. Plymouth with the puck. Sylvester. Sylvester. Tap pass up the left side. Offside's going to be the call. 48.2 seconds to go in the middle stands. A 1:38 left in the penalty on Goodrich. And it's a 2-1 lead for the Blue Devils. And the Wildcats in a power play. 1:38 left on that. It will carry over if there's no goal or a penalty by Plymouth. It will carry into that third period of play. Now Plymouth, Fromm falls on it. Now he gets it up ahead to number 22, Sylvester. Johnny Sylvester dumps it down and behind the net. 35 seconds left in the period. 2-1 Blue Devils. Now K.L. Bell. Bell tied up with the Plymouth player. Picked up there by Kelly. Kelly sends it in the slot. The shot, that's blocked. That was LeClaire. Knocked away and a bouncing puck comes out the center. Picked up there by Plymouth. And now Plymouth loses it. Now it's going to be Gorshitz. Now a quick tap pass, Avery Wilson knocked away. And now Plymouth with it. Here come the Wildcats. They'll bring it in. They'll drop it off. Now they'll twirl and dump the puck down and behind the net. Kale Bell with the puck. Kale now with 5 seconds to go. And it goes down low left corner. They'll try to send it in front. A horn will sound. That's the end of the second period of play. And the Blue Devils have a 2-1 lead after two periods here at the Big Bear Arena in Sault Ste. Marie. All the goals scored in this period. It's a 2-1 hockey game. Sault High leading Plymouth in the finale of the Twin Sioux Showcase, brought to you by Sioux Motors and the Sioux Co-op Credit Union. We'll take a break and come back as we'll take a 3-minute break. Come back with the first period scoring analysis and scoring summary, and then Matt's analysis as well. 2-1, Sioux High leads Plymouth after two periods of play. Back in 3 minutes to the Bear on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Big Bear Arena at the end of the second period. We're in second intermission. It's 2-1. Sioux High right now leads the Plymouth Wildcats here after two periods of play. Let's take a look at the second period scoring summary here as Sioux High would finally get on the board. Scoreless first period of play. We play scoreless for half of the second period, and then Evan Hoagland on a breakaway moving in right wing side. He would beat Frania to the blocker's side. And about mid-level, it go into the net and a 1-0 Sioux High lead. That was at 7:51, unassisted, and Sioux High had the 1-0 lead. Back came Plymouth, and it was Jackson Warzeka with the goal. It was Plymouth with about three chances, and then finally in the fourth chance, a puck would come to the left side of the net with Bontrager, the Blue Devil goaltender, over on the other side. Warzeka would slam it into the wide-open net. He was there for an eternity. 10:54, time of the goal, unassisted. Jackson Warzeka, and it was a 1-1 hockey game. And then Evan Kennedy would score. He would fight through traffic and fight through some extracurricular activities from the Plymouth team, and Kennedy would have a rebound, go past Frania to make it a 2-1 Blue Devil lead. That's where we're at after two periods of play. Shots on goal in that second period of play, 25-9 for the complete total here in that for the two-period total here in this hockey game, as Sioux High has 25 shots to the 9 for the Plymouth Wildcats. Wildcats had 4 shots in that period. Sioux High with 14 shots in the period as well. 14-4, they would outshoot the Plymouth Wildcats. And 2-1 Blue Devil lead here after two periods of play. Matt, your thoughts on the period? Sioux High able to get on the board. Both teams did, and they have a one-goal lead with 50 seconds left on Andy Goodrich's second period penalty that carried over into the third. But Rick Mackey's squad is up by a goal going into the third period.
Sioux High is outplaying Plymouth in about every facet of the game right now. So stick with that. Stick with your game plan. Be smart on the defensive end. Let's kill this penalty. You know, weather those storms. Plymouth is doing a really good job defensively, but we're going to get, weather those storms and try to put it all in the back of the net.
Yeah, not let them get you off your square with the extracurricular play after the play and things of that, because Plymouth is trying that and trying to get under the skin here in a 2-1 hockey game. But right now, Blue Devils have the lead, 2-1 over the Plymouth Wildcats here at the Big Bear Arena in Sault Ste. Marie. And a reminder, the Hockey Lakers are in action tonight, out in Bemidji looking for a split as the Lakers will play the Bemidji State Beavers. And that will be 6:35. I think it's an earlier start time, even though they're in Central Time. And that will be coming your way, 6:35, over on today's hits, 99.5 Yes FM. And Red Wings are in action tonight. They'll play the LA Kings. And that game's at 10:30 here on Radio Sioux, as well as the Red Wings are at the Los Angeles Kings in hockey action. And don't forget, on Monday, it's the game with Scott Nason. And that will be at 6 to 8 p.m., Sault Ste. Marie's only local, regional, and national sports show. We'll have Dave McKeag on in the first hour, talk about the north side of the St. Mary's River and hockey from NOJHL to OHL to the NHL. And then Butch Davis from Butch on Sports joins them in the second hour. They have the round table, and they talk more regional and national sports in that second hour. All over on News Talk 1400, formerly ESPN 1400, now News Talk 1400. And Scott will have that 6 to 8 on Monday night. We have Blue Devil girls basketball on Tuesday. It will either be Scott or myself. Stay tuned for that. And that will be on Tuesday. Tip-off show will come your way around 7. Ray Bell will be with whoever's there to do the play-by-play on Tuesday night here on Radio Sioux, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. We will set it back to the Radio Sioux studios and play ABC News brief, hopefully, and then be back here for the start of the third period, 2-1. It is Sioux High leading Plymouth after two periods, and we'll be back a bit later here on 1230 WSOL. And we're back. We played about 30 seconds. Sorry about that. Got to pay those bills. You know how that goes. And it's a 2-1 lead for the Plymouth, or for the Sioux High Blue Devils, over the Plymouth Wildcats. And early stages of this third period of play, as Sioux High has the puck. They'll dump it in down the low into the right wing corner. And now we're at full strength on both sides. And Plymouth, who has the puck down into the left wing corner. Bontrager plays it there. Goes down low into the corner. Now up top, up the right wing side. Gorsuch plays it off the Dashers. Dumps it down and behind the Plymouth net. Goes down low, left wing corner along the wall. Picked up there by Avery Wilson. Wilson plays it off the Dashers. All the way down out to center. Now Mike Fromm with it. Cross-ice pass. Fromm in between the circles. Loses the puck. It goes down low into the left wing corner along the wall. Now it's picked up there by number 11. This is played by Ryan Bellinger. Now a loose puck in front. There's a shot. It's deflected just wide. And a good chance there by Jackson Wierzeka. Now it comes out the center in the neutral zone. And now Avery Wilson dumps it down and behind the net. Now picked up there by Plymouth. They'll head up ice. Now the Wildcats up. Tap pass up the right wing side. Now it goes to Quinn Fitchett. Fitchett with a shot kicked away. Loose puck in front. That's knocked away, and it's cleared all the way down across the blue line. Plymouth has the puck. They'll head up ice. Bellinger misses it. Now Estrich retreats in his own zone. Misses Goodrich on the pass. Here comes Plymouth. Plymouth now walks around. Now he'll cycle the puck down low and behind the net. They'll turn, send it in front. Down low, left wing corner. Now it's going to be Eli Hills. Hills brings it up. He has a man with him. Now Hills across the blue line, lobs it up, and we get a whistle. 14:46 to go, third period. 2-1 the score. Sioux High leads the Plymouth Wildcats here early in the third period.
Looks like Plymouth's come out, started this third period a little more with a jump in their step than Sioux High.
Well, desperate teams call for desperate measures when you're down a goal, I guess. Now Kennedy from the draw in between the circles. Now he'll play it to Hoagland. The shot goes just wide. Now they'll get it back down low over to the corner. Along the wall, picked up in front. There's Bellman, the shot. Nice shot, too. Kicked away by Frania. Now it's played back out to center. Now out across the neutral zone. Played there, and now here come The Wildcats will get it out to center, and it's shot back down in behind the net now. And now it's played back the other way. Megan Frania lets it go. And now Sue High will try to get to it. It's going to go Kennedy. Kennedy plays it on the Dashers, comes out to the neutral zone. Devils have to trail back. Goodrich will dump at the length of the ice. It goes down and behind Frania. 14 minutes left, third period. 2-1 Sue High. They lead the Wildcats here in the Twin Sioux Showcase, the finale of the showcase. In the neutral zone, this is Trace Moran tapping it over to Gorsuch. Missed the pass. Shot right back out by Plymouth. We'll get an icing call here with 13:46 to go here in the third period of play. 2-1 hockey game. Blue Devils a good puck possession, though, the last couple of minutes, Matt.
Yeah, they're keeping it in that offensive zone. That was a good job to force this icing. Let's win this faceoff and let's cycle the puck.
13:46 left here in this third period of play. And the Blue Devils with the drop of the puck. This is Trace Moran. Moran now back it goes. One-timer angle goes well wide. And now Plymouth brings it up. And now they try to look for that cherry picker. And that is icing. Played it off the wall as Sylvester was breaking to the left. Icing call. Back in the Sioux High zone goes the faceoff. Johnny Sylvester trying to break out there. Faceoff will be to the right. Go ahead, Matt.
You don't need to put much on these pucks if you're going to try to bounce it off these boards. They are very, a lot of action off the puck, off the boards.
They're not like the Puller Stadium ones you see.
No, exactly.
And now back across the blue line, Plymouth with the puck. Wildcats now trail back. Of course, it gets to it down and behind the net. Now it's picked up there in the left wing corner. Avery Wilson is there. Wilson will lose it. And now here come the Wildcats. I'll bring it up now. Number 12, Buhner. Rob Buhner walking right in. The shot, a high riser. Make that Sylvester. He was able to get through the D. And he misfired well over the net. Now there's from the slot. Buhner, the shot, the rebound in front. Buhner again in front. Rob Buhner trying to get it back to the point. Now Mike Fromm is there. His shot partially deflected. It bounces to the left wing corner, down and behind the net. Now Plymouth tries to clear it out, picked up by Cale Bell. Fading on that is Fromm. Fromm now, cross ice, gets it over to Sylvester. Sylvester over from Buhner, back over to the right wing corner, back up top now. And now there's Fromm. Fromm with a shot well wide, down low left corner. And now this is George Bauman with it. And Bauman loses it, Engel can't get to it. Sue High turning the puck over and starting to go back to their issues before we rang in the new year. And now here comes Kelly walking in. Tyler Kelly. Kelly has shot. Big save by Bontrager. Goes down low left wing corner and down and behind the net. Now it's picked up there by number 17, and that's James Romps. He'll lose the puck. Sue High tries to break out. Left side across center. George Bauman. Bauman has a man to his right. His shot blocked. Bauman now twirls around. Bauman now one-timer. That's Ethan McDonald. That goes well wide. Now here comes Plymouth. Plymouth now loses it. Picked up by McDonald. McDonald now gets around the Plymouth player, battling two Wildcats. 11:35 left, third period, a 2-1 Blue Devil lead. Wildcats now turn it over, held in by Jay Dunbar. Dunbar to Chico, and Dominic dumps it down and behind the net. Picked up there by number 5, Lefebvre. Lefebvre has it turned over. Now it's Chico with the puck. Chico drops it off now in between the circles. Hoagland, nice move in the slot. But the faceoff circle, shot went wild wide of the net there by Medrick. And now Plymouth tries to clear it out, held in by Sue High. Blue Devils get it back. Now Kennedy. Kennedy loses it. Plymouth tries to get it out. Sue High holds it in. Medrick now down low. Kennedy in the slot. Twirls the shot from a weird position. Goes wide. Came off the Dashers. And the save is made by Frania. Good opportunities there by the Blue Devils.
That was a really good opportunity. If he would have glanced over his left shoulder, I don't know who it was, but he had a guy wide open on the left side all alone.
And Kennedy got a good shot off from a very difficult angle, the way his body was positioned. Squared up away from the net, still got a good shot off. Now here come the Wildcats walking in across the blue line. Quick shot, the rebound goes wide. Good chance there by Chris Borg. Now it's Gorsuch. Gorsuch now tries to break it out. Now across the blue line, Avery Wilson. Wilson across the blue line walking in. Wilson drops it off. Now Estritz, a high riser. goes down low into the corner now. Now it's going to be Gorsuch to Wilson. Wilson will lose the puck down low, left wing corner off the high glass. Esterich with the puck. Esterich now loses it. And now Plymouth. Plymouth will bring it up. It doinks off the head of Esterich. Comes back out to center. Trace Moran trying to jostle for it. Now in the neutral zone, this is Cade. He'll tap it off. Left side, Gorsuch has a trailer with him. He's walking right in between the circles. Garrett the shot, well wide. Now Gorsuch dumps it down and behind the net. 10 minutes left in the hockey game. 2-1 the score. Plymouth, they turn it over at the blue line. They're 2-1 too high. Chico with it. Chico dangles in the shot, and the save is made. Nice little dipsy-doo, and Franny is there to make another great save. 2-1, Suhai with the lead, and a great chance by Dominic.
Chico's such an elusive player. He deked around a few and got the shot off. He's really trying to look for that goal to give him a two-goal lead.
A nice pass from the blue line as well from Medrick. Now from the draw, Kennedy. Kennedy plays it down into the right corner. Hoagland with it there. Hoagland loses it. Now Kennedy steals, tries to set it in front of it, and right on the doorstep, the rebound, they score! Hoagland able to get it. Kennedy made that goal happen, but Hoagland gets his second goal of the hockey game, scores too high, and they have the 3-1 lead.
It's another scramble in front of the net. Hoagland was standing on the right side of the crease, and the puck just squeaked out to him. Great play by Suhai.
Kennedy with the assist. He really made that play happen, Matt. Suhai, great puck possession. You knew it was coming. They were going to pop one in.
Yes. Yeah, Chico started that, and then Kennedy and Hoagland just finished it off.
Third period goal. Well, they give Chico an assist, but I think Kennedy got one there too. So we're going to give Evan an assist on that. And we'll give Chico one as well, but nonetheless, until they tell us otherwise, we'll give it to the young man Kennedy. And now this is Bauman with it, down behind the net, the Hills, a two-goal lead, nice cushion here, especially in this game that's been really good with goaltending. That is a good cushion to have, even though Jeff Jackson would say, the longtime Laker hockey coach, the worst lead he hated, two-goal lead. He hated a two-goal lead because it's a little bit of momentum, but not enough, he'd say. He hated that. Now there's a shot. It still does. And now it's kicked away. Suhai clears it the length of the ice. Icing call. But in this case, the way this is going, I think Suhai's in a good position, but they got to, you know, be careful. And Jeff's thought was it just gives you enough to let a team ease up. That was his thought on it.
Well, I mean, do I have to say a coach of his stature is absolutely right?
Yeah.
But you just saw it. You know, Plymouth came in right in the slot, and Bontrager, you know, flashed his right pad for a save.
Now they clear it down and behind the net. Suhai does it. Steered out by Bontrager. Now Avery Wilson. Cap pass to Gorsuch. He'll lose the puck. Shot right back in by Warzeka, and Warzeka will clear it down and behind the net. Now it's played by Medrick. Poke checked away. Loose puck comes out to the blue line. And now falling down there is number 5, Lefebvre. And tap pass up ahead, but offsides. Gorsuch forgot about his surroundings there and thinking about a goal. It would have been his fourth of the weekend. But to no avail, offsides is call. 3-1, Suhai with the lead, 8-10 to go in the hockey game. 5-5-2 is the record. A win here, they get above 500. And a good start to 2022. They're shooting Plymouth 28-15 in this hockey game. That's pretty good. I mean, the 13 shots they gave up last night, 15 now. They always say if they can keep it in the area of 20 shots or just below 20 shots, pretty good. Suhai struggled in that area before Christmas. Of course, the defensive issues that they have cleaned up a lot of here. Yesterday was better than today, but today hasn't been too bad. Goes over to the left corner, rolls up top, Medrick with it. Medrick to Chico. Chico hanging on to the puck. He'll cycle it down low, left wing corner. Goodrich is there. Goodrich now to Kennedy. Kennedy tries to get to it. Kennedy jostling for it, trying to find Goodrich. And now it's picked up there by Plymouth. They turn it over, and there's Hoagland. He'll have it poke checked away. Goodrich with it. Goodrich now dangling it back the other way. And now it's going to be played there by number 12, Buhner. We get a whistle and 7:13 to go and a cross-checking penalty coming up. A 3-1 hockey game. Sioux High with the lead. The penalty box door open is Fort Plymouth, and the Blue Devils power play will go to work. Cross-checking call on number 9, Nolan Eichner for the Wildcats.
Yeah, Goodrich is trying to get the puck in the zone. He got caught up with two players right there at the blue line, and another player came in and tried to clean him up with a cross-check.
3-1, Blue Devils in the lead, 7:13 left in the hockey game, and this Blue Devils going on a power play. Goodrich for the draw, goes down and behind the net. Quinn Fitchett has it there. Fitchett off the dashers, goes all the way down the ice, racing the loose puck, walking out is Mike Fromm. He's walking right in, sends it in front, nobody home. Went right by him, Sioux High napping defensively there, and now back come the Blue Devils. Goodrich has two men breaking. They're walking right in. That was a shorthanded chance. Goodrich down and behind the net, or make that Gorsuch. Gorsuch gets it over now. They'll work it around, back out to the point. Cale Bell back over to Andy Goodrich. It goes up and over the netting, out of play into the bench area, in the seating area on the far side. In the far corner, 6:44 to go, third period. 1:31 left in the penalty on the Plymouth player, Eichner. 3-1, Sioux High, they have the lead on this Plymouth team.
We get on Sioux High a lot about their defensive play, but right now they are playing very good defensively when it matters. They just had a 2-on-1, very good defensive play to get that puck away and into the corner and break out.
That's been their issue, is breaking out of their own zone, one of their issues defensively. Coming in, and there's a steal. Hoagland has it knocked away, walking right in. Warzeka contested, and Bontrager got a hold of it partially with the glove. And the rebound, it goes up into the netting, or rather the second chance, and stoppage in play. 6:29 to go here in the third, and a 3-1 lead for the Blue Devils.
As soon as I say that, Dave Hoagland just,
that's how it always
it right goes. Up right at the blue line of that breakaway.
Yeah, and all, it never fails, Matt. It never fails. You say one thing, all of a sudden, boom. Boom, there goes the dynamite.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's a breakaway. And now here comes Trace Moran. Moran could be offsides. Yes, Gorsuch was across before this power play. I won't say the whole thing, but as the late, great John Bell did Sioux Indians hockey from this position, this spot here for many years would say, oh, it looks like somebody going five whatever going through a revolving door, this power play does. That this is resembling that. And you can go ahead and fill in the blank in your own heads. And now I'll dump it down. We lost Johnny just over a year ago. I think it was January 3rd. And of course, my mentor wouldn't be doing these games if it wasn't for the King of the Kilowatts giving me an opportunity. And now here comes Sioux High. They'll bring it out. Cade Estritz, tap pass. Avery Wilson, there's a shot. It's deflected just wide. Goes rolling around on the blue line. Medrick tried to hold it in. And now it pops out. Sioux High has it. Here comes Garrett Gorsuch again. Gorsuch now gets it over to Medrick. Medrick loses it. And Plymouth has it. And they'll loft it down the ice. Bontrager with it there. And now the backhand by Bontrager to Estritz. Estritz will break out. Two players with him, now make it three. Cade now walking in. Cade gets around the D. Cade now loses it down low into the corner. And it's cleared all the way down the ice of 5:19 to go in the third. 5 seconds left in the penalty for the Plymouth Wildcats. Bauman with it. Bauman will bring it up ahead. George Bauman across center. Bauman now walking right in. Bauman now sends it in front of between the circles. McDonald shot just wide. Goes down low into the corner along a wall. Picked up there by the Wildcats. They'll get it out the center. Trailing back now for Sioux High, Eli Hills. Hills now taps it up to Bauman. Bauman walking right in. Bauman floats the puck down low into the left wing corner. 4:45 to go here in the third period of play. Now up top, sent out the center. Trailing back, Odin Medrick. Medrick now tap pass up ahead. Chico, here comes Dominic Chico walking right in. Chico around the D, cuts in front of the net, and the shot just wide, and they clear it out. It goes down and behind the net. Penalty's over there for, it has been, as Plymouth able to clear it out, and trailing back is Joey Engel. Engel with the puck, tap pass, Medrick. Medrick now, stretch pass, cross center, moving in, Evan Kennedy. Kennedy dangles the puck in, and it goes down and behind the net. Picked up there by Plymouth. Now Chico wheels around in front, the shot, the rebound, Kennedy is there. Goes down low into the right corner, and now down and behind the net. Now it played long the wall over the left wing corner. Now it's Hoagland. Hoagland with it. Hoagland now, he tries to get fancy, the old pizza play. Mike Legg, where are you? As he lifted in front, the old Michigan player did that 1996 in the regionals, lifting the puck like it was a pizza. You see a lot of players doing that recently. And Hoagland tried it, and now back down and behind the net. This is in the Plymouth end, Joey Engel up ahead to Hoagland. Hoagland, tap pass up ahead, has a man coming right off the bench, fresh legs. This is Moran in between the circles as he is dumped to the ice, goes down low into the corner, 3:20 to go in the hockey game. Now Gorsuch, Gorsuch with it, sends it in front, knocked away, picked up by Plymouth. Wildcats send it the length of the ice beyond the reach of Cade Estrich. Estrich will go after it. Tap pass now along the wall, trying to find Trace Moran. Moran can't find it. Now Moran comes away with it. Plymouth gets it back in the Suhai zone. Quick shot from above the faceoff circle goes wide. Deflected and comes out to center. Avery Wilson has it there. Wilson loses it. Now it's picked up by Plymouth. Knocked away by Goodrich. Goodrich now loses it. Now Plymouth clears the zone. Cade Estrich has it. Estrich, Gorsuch. Gorsuch has two players with him. Gorsuch walking in. Now Garrett twirls around, killing some time, a good puck possession, 2.5 left in the hockey game. Now it's knocked away and picked up there by number 19 for Plymouth, Noah Smetakowski. Now Suhai has it again. George Bauman, Bauman shot blocked, goes down low into the left corner. Suhai dominating puck possession now, not letting Plymouth get anything going. And down and behind the net, this is Gorsuch. Back up to the point. Now Estrich the shot well wide. Now Goodrich comes away with it. Andy Goodrich. You know, some really good Suhai teams over the years have lost to Plymouth. And this, of course, is not as strong of a Plymouth team, but what an impressive effort by Suhai, especially late in this game. Just holding on to the lead and how they're doing it. You can't score if you don't have the puck.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Dave. It's all about pressure in the offensive zone. And these defensemen are pitching so well right now. They know when to stay home if they need to. But they are not giving Plymouth the time of day to get that puck and try to get anything going right now.
2 minutes left in the hockey game. Blue Devils up 2 goals, 3-1. And now it's Ethan McDonald. He'll lose it. Now he'll try to get it back. Picked up there by the Wildcats, three men breaking down low left corner, and it's knocked away in the poke check. Delayed penalty call coming now to the Blue Devils. Wildcats will get a late power play with just under 2 minutes left in the hockey game and a 3-1 Suhai lead. Now Bauman will tap it down into the Plymouth zone. Minute 30 to go, third period of play. Wildcats play the puck around here, and nope, they just pulled the goaltender. That was my mistake, sorry about that. I forgot to look at the clock. That's the time when you do pull the goaltender, silly me. And now the Blue Devils lob it down, knocked away, and now picking it up there is Lefebvre, as Plymouth has that goaltender Frania pulled, looking to try to cut the lead to one as time is expiring. A minute to go. Suhai open net in front. They try to feather it in front to Chico, knocked away, and here comes Plymouth. They'll bring it out. This is Eichner. Eichner walking in over to Kelly. Oh, hello, what a big hit there. Loose puck in front, knocked away. Suhai coming back. Chico has an open net, pass wasn't there. Now Tyler Kelly back the other way. Kelly walking in between the circles, knocked away. Chico. Chico trying to clear it. Suhai gets it up ahead across the blue line. They can't clear. They shoot and they score. Centering feet in front. Plymouth able to score the goal just like that as they tap it in to make it a 3-2 hockey game. So that third goal is so important for Suhai. And now they have to hang on in the last 35 seconds. Wow. Tough break there. 16:25 time of that goal for the Wildcats here in the third period of play. We'll get the totals in a moment. I missed the young man that scored it, and they had the goaltender pulled again. So now, hold on to your britches, and here comes Plymouth again. Suhai has The Wildcats in their zone with the puck. 3-2 hockey game. Now they'll try to go in front. Eichner scored the goal, and they'll try to get it in front. As Eichner scores, there's 14 seconds to go in the hockey game. Fromm had the assist on that goal, and there's now 9 seconds left. Plymouth dumps it down in the left corner. Suhai trying to clear it out. Plymouth has the puck in front. The shot kicked away, goes down behind the net, and they get it in front again, but they clear it, and the horn sounds. And when it looked like this game was going to be cruised to the end, hold the phone, Plymouth gets a goal to make it 3-2, and we have theatrics to end it. The Blue Devils hang on to win this, to get above 500, 6-5-2. Hey, nice win nonetheless. They bent, didn't break, Matt, and hang on 3-2.
I'm maybe not a huge fan of the bend but don't break, but Suhai did what they had to do to win this game. You know, they weathered the storms, and they came out with a one-goal victory.
Well, and they got to do what you got to do to get the dub, and they're able to get it here today. Nice win for them. Hey, they get two on the weekend. Good start to 2022 for them. They're above 500.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing what this team can do. Good young team, fast. Doesn't even seem like they get tired all throughout the game out there. But yeah, it's exciting hockey they're playing.
Defensively, not as good as yesterday, but still much improved. And in that situation there, they did a good job of holding the water, if you will, and doing a good job to keep it a one-goal game. And Plymouth was trying to storm back. But, you know, hey, this young team, and they're growing, and this will just help their confidence.
Yeah, defensively, they did what they needed to do when they needed to do it.
Right.
You know, there was a two-on-one, and the play was just perfect. They played the pass. They tried to scoot it over, and they tipped it away into the corner. It was plays like that that was the difference maker in this game. It could have been easily a Plymouth win, but Suhai did what they had to do at that moment.
Yep, and the W is a W, and they get it 3-2 over the Plymouth Wildcats. Matt, a lot of fun today, and of course we'll hear more of Matt coming up here in the next few weeks. Thanks for joining us again here on the big show for Blue Devil Hockey.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right, that's Matt Urbick, one of our hockey analysts, along him and Big Daddy, doing the tandem tag team broadcast. One comes in, and the other one comes in, and Suhai wins this one 3-2 as they get above 500 with the victory, as Suhai wins 3-2 over the Plymouth Wildcats. I'll be back to the postgame show in a moment. Suhai wins 3-2 over Plymouth. You're listening to Blue Devil Hockey and the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. And we're back here to the Big Bear Arena as the Suhai Blue Devils are able to get the victory here today as they win 3-2 over the Plymouth Wildcats. A nice win by the Plymouth, by Suhai here today, 3-2. Here's the totals of the game. It was Evan Hoagland getting things going after a scoreless first period, 7:51 time of the goal in the first period, second period of play. Unassisted, Hoagland gets the goal, and then Suhai would score later on after a 1-0 lead. It would be, as the lights go out on us, it would be as Jackson Warzeka scoring to tie the game at 10:54 on the third rebound chance, unassisted goal in the middle period, 10:54 time of the goal. It was a 1-1 hockey game, and then Evan Kennedy would score in the second at 14:16. Hoagland with the assist on a rebound. Kennedy passed Frania of the goaltender for Plymouth, and Suhai had a 2-1 lead. And then it would be a 3-1 Blue Devil lead. This was the game winner. Hoagland would score, 8:22, second goal of the hockey game. He leads the team in scoring, as he's up to, I believe, now 10 goals on this season. Assisting on the goal, Evan Kennedy and Avery Wilson for Suhai, 8:22 time of the goal. And then 16:25, it would be Plymouth coming back with a goal, with a goaltender pulled, as they would score. Number 9, it would be scoring in Nolan Eichner, assisting on the goal, Mike Fromm, and that was at 16:25, and that made it a 3-2 game. Plymouth had a lot of chances. Suhai's defense did a good job. Bontrager made some really big saves, and Suhai moves on to the win of 3-2 over this Plymouth Wildcats team here today, here at the Big Bear Arena. And now, of course, here as we take a look at what's coming up on our hockey docket. Sioux High will be home next weekend against the Capital City Capitals, and that will be Friday in another showcase, as Petoskey will play in the early game next week, as they will take on West Ottawa of Holland at 6 o'clock, and then we'll be on the air about 7:50, a little bit after, as Big Daddy Corby, or Rick Big Daddy, will be with us next Friday, as Sioux High will take on that squad next week. The Capital City Capitals from the Lansing area will be on the air here on Radio Sioux with the call of that game. We'll have Saturday's game at the same time around 3 as well here on Radio Sioux. Next game preview, Sioux High girls basketball on Tuesday will be in action, and that will be at the Sioux High gym against Alpena. Ray Bell will join me. We'll have the tip-off show coming your way around 7 here on Radio Sioux, 1230WSO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. A reminder, of course, replays of Blue Devil broadcast can be heard at podcast.1230WSOO.com. You have been listening to Sioux High Hockey on the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, 1230WSOO. For my partner, Matt Arbeck, today's broadcast engineer, the best in the business, Frank Blissett, I'm Dave Watson, saying that will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.